And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
The number is 44. 44 years ago, as the time machine stops in 1968. In both Europe and America, Japanese import cars and other goods are continuing to gain market share and trouble the government as Washington worries about industries being affected and jobs lost. In the spring of 1968, Martin Luther King is assassinated and Robert Kennedy is mortally wounded when he is shot by Sirhan Sirhan. The peace movement continues to grow and more Americans are against the war in Vietnam. And once again, more riots occur throughout cities in America. In the world of fashion, designers flirt with see-through blouses and maxi skirts. Join the mini skirt as part of the fashion trends. There is a flu pandemic in Hong Kong, and the first black power salute is seen on television worldwide during the Olympic medal celebration. How much did things cost in 1968? The cost of a new house is just shy of $15,000. A movie ticket is $1.50. And if you are headed to the drive-in, your gas will cost you 34 cents a gallon. Wow. In popular culture, the first Big Mac goes on sale in McDonald's, costing 49 cents. And popular films include Planet of the Apes and Rosemary's Baby. Two of the top-selling records of 1968 in just a moment. In local history, from the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Half Moon Bay residents howl as 6-cent postal rate goes into effect. Acting Half Moon Bay Postmaster Thelma Bernardo told the press she is required to charge the new rate under orders of a bulletin she received from the U.S. Postal Department. A number of merchants have complained about the postal rate increase, saying it's too high. It was previously 4 cents a stamp before that. Police escort Hell's Angels out of Half Moon Bay. About 50 members of the Hell's Angels roared into Half Moon Bay on Saturday. The motorcyclists were warned by Half Moon Bay Police Chief Fred Sieronski for their dangerous driving and bad conduct. The police department successfully escorted the group out of city limits, where they headed towards Memorial Park to spend the night. And on Main Street, an open house will be held on Main Street, Half Moon Bay, to announce the opening of the new Bank of America branch. There will be free gifts and presents for all adults and children who attend the grand opening. My folks tell me that 1968 was a very busy year for our family. My dad had just completed his master's degree at UCLA, where we were living just shy of the smog line. My memories from age 4 are limited, but I do remember the neighborhood and the big backyard, and we would stay in touch with the next door neighbors who had kids our age for years to come. I remember one day when we moved in, a small plane crashed in the middle of the street, just one block over. No one was hurt, and it all seemed pretty cool. It drew a crowd, and that's how we met other little kids in their neighborhood the very first day. We played outside constantly, and there was one hazard right in our front yard. It was one of those yards filled with ivy and was a breeding place for toadstools. My mom would do a toadstool search each morning, but one day she must have missed one because my brother was chewing on something, and I ran in to tell my mom. He called it flowers, but she felt it could be mushrooms. So, we piled in the car and dashed off to find a nearby hospital. We found one, and she dragged us up the steps to the front desk, saying she needed immediate help. They said, "We're a VA hospital, and don't handle pediatrics." She said in her really stern mommy voice, "If my son has eaten poisonous mushrooms, do you think I have time to find another hospital?" They whisked us into a treatment room, called the poison control center, and were told the mushrooms in our area could be lethal. They made my brother throw up, and sure enough, there were the deadly mushrooms. My other memory involves the day we moved from there. We had bought a little travel trailer while living there and had it all hooked up and ready to go. We said goodbye to our neighbors and got on the freeway. It was hot, and my folks thought the dog might need a drink of water. That drew attention to the fact that we had left the dog behind. We took the next exit and came back to our little street to find a bunch of neighbors hovering around our dog and wondering what to do. My folks seemed embarrassed, and we all said our goodbyes once again. When you're only 4, your memories of certain years don't involve politics or gas prices or even world events. In 1968, mine was still a small, small world. Now you can have that tune go through your head for the rest of the day. They started out in 1966 as the Young Rascals, but in just 2 short years, they grew up and just preferred the Rascals. They have 3 gold records during their career, and in the spring of 1968, this became gold record number 1. Here's the Rascals and A Beautiful Morning.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air for me.
Don't stay inside.
If the weather's fine and you've got the time, it's your chance to wake up and plan another brand new day.
This trumpeter and bandleader was born in South Africa. He had only 1 hit on the U.S. Top 40 charts, but what a hit it was. 10 weeks on the Billboard, 2 at number 1, and solid gold. Here's Hugh Masekela and Grazing in the Grass.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Until next week, for the AM 1710 Time Machine. This is Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.